fucking fuck. Tractor Joe 3. We always record a fucking Tractor Joe when something fucked up happens in the tractor and we're mad about it. Today it's not my fault though. Today, my supervisors, I don't know which one, I have a pretty good hunch though, locked the gate, so I'm trying to come back to the shop to go home, and the fucking gate is locked, so I can't get in because I don't bring the keys with me unless I'm opening the shop, and that I worked at noon today, I wasn't opening the shop. But yeah, so now I gotta drive all the way home, I gotta get my key, and come back, just so I can go the fuck home. I gotta go home. I should just fucking leave the tractor at home. Like, fuck it. Yeah, I'll fucking drive the tractor to the Y tomorrow in the afternoon sometime when I want to. Like, I should just fucking go home. Take the tractor home. Yeah, you locked me in. Tough titty said the kitty. Whatever. I'm driving right into the sun. The reason that I decided I was mad, but whatever, and I'm maybe hamming it up a little bit. I mean, I'm not happy about this situation, but it is what it is. But I'm driving right into the sun, which is really, really annoying. Like, it's fucking low. Like, right in my eyes. So, like, I'm like, well, if I get in a fucking accident driving home because somebody decided to be a fucking stunner and lock the gate when there's still somebody working, I'm gonna be beyond pissed. So I just said, well, let's make a positive out of a negative and let's document this experience. Having to schlep all this fucking schlepping. Fuck, guys. You gotta be smart enough to fucking know. Like, oh, yeah, let's not lock the gate because somebody's still out there working. Like, come on. That's like, I don't even know if I would do that. And I'm the stupidest out of all of them. Fuck me, now I'm driving over this bumpy ass fucking road because I'm trying to avoid driving into the sun. It's frustrating. Yeah, I should just leave the tractor. I should just say, yeah, I'm taking the tractor home and I will come tomorrow when I'm on my way to the Y. If I go to the Y to hit tomorrow. Although I'm probably going to the university tomorrow. So, I guess I drive the tractor to the university then and then drive it back to the shop after I'm done playing racquetball. Whatever, I should just say, yeah, I'm keeping it. I'll deliver it tomorrow. Or I'll ask for overtime. This is probably what I might actually, well, yeah, I might actually do that. I might actually spring for overtime. Like, yeah, you know, I had to go home, get my key, come back. So, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going to need a half hour or an hour of overtime. Whatever. Happens. I mean, fuck ups happen. I'm not the only one in the world that fucks up, so I guess it's nice to know. It's nice to know that I'm not the only one that does stupid shit every now and then. This is definitely stupid shit. I'm not impressed. Fuck. Damn it, guys. Now, like, right into the sun. Like, so fucking bad. Like, just horrendous. Yeah, they're, like, I'm definitely blaming somebody other than me, even though that's ridiculous. But if I get in an accident going back to my house, I'm definitely going to throw blame. I was stuck driving into the sun longer than I should have been because of somebody else's fuck up. Obviously, like, I fully know that's ridiculous, but this is ridiculous. Me having to schlep around because somebody can't leave the fucking gate open. Driving very slow because of the fucking sun. I've said it before, but I've heard that there's a theory. Nate, actually, you know Nate. Our good friend Nate. He had the theory that houses on the west side of the city are cheaper than houses on the east side of the city because you have to drive into the sun on your way to work, and you have to drive into the sun on your way home. I'm actually still at work. On my way home, and yeah, I'm having to drive into the sun, and yeah, I can see that being a true thing, because it fucking sucks, especially when it gets at eye level like this, like it's not quite underneath the horizon, so it's just brutal. Way rather be listening to pies, listening to a nice, oh, hello, someone's waving at me, that's nice. Oh, no, they're not. They're waving the other way. I would say that I can't see which way they're waving because the sun's in my eyes, but that actually isn't true. The sun isn't in my eyes anymore. This is frustrating. Not impressed. About it, like when I left, I got my work done, I hung out for supper at home, and then that was my break, and then I headed back to the shop for the end, like for the shift to be over. I thought about taking an edible, and then, you know, by the time I got back to the shop and was leaving, going home from work, the edible would start kicking in. Obviously, technically, that's not allowed. Can't take drugs if you're at work, but like the effects of the marijuana would have been a factor in the time frame. Really bumpy road here that it took, fuck me, so bumpy, in the time frame that it took me to get home. Obviously I wouldn't do that, but I thought about like what it would be like, or like, oh, that would be like, I theorized, I guess it was like a speculative fiction. I speculated, I didn't actually think about doing it. Oh, is that little girl crying? But yeah, I wouldn't do it, but I just thought about what it would be like or whatever. But yeah, I'd be fucked now because I'd be driving a tractor while high at some point. It's not like you, Josh, where these edibles take 2 to 3 hours to kick in. Like, it's pretty much 45 minutes, and I'm hot. I'm feeling it. So. Damn it! And now it's fucking dark. The sun is down, and I'm still wearing my sunglasses because the sun was so bad before. So I'm not seeing all these fucking bumps. This tractor that I'm in is so bad with bumps. The Kubotas are horrendous with bumps. This one's a little better than the little one, but it's still horrible with bumps. Not happy. Not pressed. Waste of my time. Colossal waste of my time here. Thought about it, but I didn't. I shouldn't need to have it in this example, but enough megabytes getting chipped away. I'm in a little fucking just, sorry Josh, but I'm just gonna let the recording run. Cause fuck it. Positive out of a negative. Gotta chip away on the megabytes. I'm gonna let the recording run while I listen to podcasts. Who knows how long I'll do this for, but I'm gonna do it. It's so bad. I can't see. Fuck. Even with the sunglasses, I can't see. Okay, I'm gonna start composing the text message now. Fuck, can't I get this thing to... Alright. Hey guys. In the future, could you please not lock the gate when there is someone working the night shift? ? I don't carry my keys with me unless I'm working the 4 a.m. Don't usually carry my keys with me unless I'm working the 4 a.m. shift and I need to unlock everything. So I had to drive the tractor back to my house to get them. Thanks. Hey guys, in the future, could you please not lock the gate when there is someone working the night shift? I don't usually carry my keys with me unless I'm working the 4 a.m. shift. And unless I'm working the 4 a.m. shift and could be the first one into work. Rare. Okay, I'm just going to say unless I'm working the 4 a.m. shift. So I had to drive the tractor back to my house to get them. Thanks. Okay. Hey guys, in the future, could you please not lock the gate when there is someone still working the night shift? I don't usually carry my keys with me unless I'm working the 4 a.m. shift. So I have to drive the tractor back to my house to get them. Thanks. I think by the time I'm riding my bike home, I'm not going to need my sunglasses anymore. So I'm going to leave them here. key. Typically carry my key with me. Send that shortly. I think I'll stop recording this podcast. Thanks for listening, Jish. Hope you're doing well. Guess I could go a little longer. Thanks for listening, Jish. Hope you're doing well. See you later. I'm gonna pick the right time to... turn this off, because I do have my phone in my hands while I'm driving. Allegedly. I'm not in my hands, it's my lap. It's not distracted, but... Alright, thanks for listening, hope you're doing well.